Mohammed, congratulations on being chosen as a finalist in the upcoming Aztec Awards. Could you tell me exactly what the area is that you've been nominated and chosen for?
The area I was nominated for is the oil sands tailings water treatment and reclamation.
Now, we spoke about 3 years ago about some of your research. Could you tell me a little bit about where it is that you're working now?
In the past 6 years, we have been working on more or less like active treatment, which means treatment systems that might require, you know, like more energy, require more supervision from humans, basically in terms of, you know, like designing, building them, operating them, and maintaining them. Now we're shifting the gears a little bit towards more passive or engineered passive systems, which means systems that we might engineer and design initially, but once they are operational for quite some time, they are self-sustained on their own, and then humans could walk away and perhaps have minimum supervision or on them almost to none. Depends on the reclamation approach. And with this aspect of the research now, or the focus of the research, this means hopefully in a few years from now, my work would have led to a few solutions or reclamation and treatment options for the oil sands industry, whether they can use more active or less active treatments, which means more active or more passive or blend of both. This would be the goal of my research program, to have more solutions available for the oil sands industry.
So you're focusing on the area of water and water treatment. What would be some of the issues with water that's coming from the tailings in oil sands production?
The main issues are the organics and inorganics in the water. In any industry, when you treat or reclaim the water before you release it back to the environment, and the environment could be you release it back to a river or a lake or a series of wetlands or whatnot, right? Or you can even recycle it for reuse. You have to have certain water quality requirements met. Right now, there are no requirements for the oil sands industry. There are no regulations. So hopefully, the work we're doing is going to lead or going to help develop some of these regulations. Because what we do is that we try to provide best available technologies for water treatment, right? But the issue with this water is that it's composition, right? So it has a lot of, as I mentioned, organics and inorganics. And in order to treat this water or reclaim it to an acceptable level, we have to define the level. And the level is not there yet, right? So this is going to be defined or developed by the Alberta Environment Parks or and Energy Regulator, you know, like Alberta Energy Regulator, maybe Environment Canada, who knows? All the, you know, like regulatory agencies that are responsible for developing and establishing those standards are working on this right now. And our work is going to help them develop these standards by providing the best available technologies and solutions for reclaiming and treating this water, right? Because when you go and set a standard for a water to be treated to a certain level, you have to make that standard based on the best available technologies, but also understanding the impacts of this water if it's not treated on the environment, on, you know, like environment and public health at large. And based on these two facts, right, then you can assess different treatments and how it could work to meet those standards, right? And you can say, okay, these standards are going to be set like that, knowing that there are solutions out there or technologies or approaches for treatment reclamation that could meet those standards, right? But all this work is undergoing now. And hopefully, we're going to have standards soon for treating and reclaiming this water and release it back to the environment.
What are some of the technologies that you're working with? I know before we had talked about oxidation and ozone treatment as two examples. What's happening there?
Ozone or advanced oxidation, it's a process very highly efficient, doesn't require a lot of footprint, but it's expensive because it requires a lot of energy. So one of the projects we're working on using this process or this approach, but at mild doses or small doses that could help accelerate a subsequent process or a proceeding process in a way that it could help that overall treatment or reclamation, but not at a point where we apply it at high doses where it becomes quite expensive to apply. But it's not only about the money, but also it's about looking at the treatment or reclamation of the oil sands water from a holistic point of view. Because if you use a process that requires a lot of energy, like membrane systems, they require a lot of energy, So then from a greenhouse gas emissions point of view, this energy came from somewhere, whether it's coal-fired water like power plants or other sources of generating the electricity, right, that run these systems and operate these systems. So you have to look at maybe any possible emissions or this or that. So from a holistic point of view, the trend now in the water and wastewater treatment industry is to use less energy intensive systems, more passive or closer to passive and more green approaches and so on.
Could you give me an example then of a more passive system?
For example, we could look at input lakes as one passive system. They are engineered at the beginning, supervised for a while, and hopefully eventually they can be independent. But those input lakes, they might require some pretreatment, such as ozone or advanced oxidation. This could be an approach, or maybe engineered wetlands, that you can engineer design them to be as efficient as you can based on fundamentals of some aspects of contaminant removal that we worked on in the first 6 years. And then once they are designed and supervised for a short while, they could be independent. Another approach could be biofiltration through soil systems. You can actually percolate the water through soil systems that you can use as biofilters or as a biological treatment process system. And the water coming out of these soil systems are collected somehow and they are well treated, right? So these all could be looked at as engineered passive systems.
So it's almost like getting Mother Nature on board to use the plants or that sort of thing to act as filters?
Exactly, but accelerating a little bit through the engineered design of it, right? So we engineer it in a way, use the best material that could be helping that Mother Nature once it kicks in. And basically learning from Mother Nature how things have been there and operating, behaving in a natural setting and doing well and thriving on their own. So imitating that and maybe improving that sometime.
So in terms of accelerating, how much acceleration can you expect? Left alone, these things could take thousands of years, right?
Yeah, for example, if you look at some of the organics in the processed water, they could take, tens of years to degrade on their own in the environment. But you can accelerate that to make it in a few seconds or a few minutes using something like ozone. You take them from their original structure into something else that are less toxic, but then you can take care of the subsequent degradation of them using other approaches, such as engineered wetlands or input lakes or something like that. But the initial step of taking these compounds that might have adverse impact on the environment and degrading them very fast, very quickly, rather than waiting years. That could be an example of how you can accelerate things.
How close are we to something like that?
I don't know. Right now, the first input lake that was commissioned by St. Rude, they are collecting water quality now from that input lake and assessing the water quality and whatnot. I cannot speak about it now, but I believe, it's just one of the options out there, right? There is other approaches such as using, fluidized coke, that's a waste product, but using it for a treatment process called adsorption, right? That's another approach. Or even, constructing some wetlands, research is ongoing in this area as well and so on. So there is quite a bit of work on the go now.
What's next for you? We've looked at what you've done up to this point. What are you looking forward to?
So I'm looking forward for my next 5 years of the chair program, right? Because we just started the second phase of the program. This is the first renewal, July 1st of this year. So we're hoping to focus more on some of the active treatments that they need optimization a bit and some new ones, but also look at some of the engineered passive systems. And also under my work with my colleagues here at the University of Alberta under the Future Energy System Initiative, we have a theme on land and water reclamation. We're working on also other projects related to water and land reclamation together and some interesting multidisciplinary research projects. So I'm hoping after, and this initiative is a 7-year initiative actually, so I'm hoping that almost 7 years from now or so, we're going to have some nice solutions for the oil sands industry and also beyond the oil sands industry, right? Because a lot of the things we're working on here are applicable actually to the oil and gas industry in general, right? You can actually take some of our solutions we're working on, apply to fracking, or hydraulic fracturing, shale gas operations, even conventional oil operations.
What attracted you to this area of water reclamation?
My PhD was a long time ago on pulp mill wastewater. So I'm always attracted to the wastewater treatment more than the water treatment side of things because there are more challenges in wastewater. You have a lot of stuff there that you need to deal with, right? It's more complex matrix, harder to treat. It became an issue now in terms of treatment because water is a scarce commodity now. So in many places, people are looking at wastewater treatment for reuse. so you can make some good use of it rather than just treating it up to a level and then put it back into the environment. So I have been always attracted to the wastewater treatment side of things, particularly in the oil sands industry. My first project was actually supported by Syncrude back in 2006 through something called Oil Sands Research Tailing Facility. I believe it was the first project funded through that facility on water treatment, and I was so excited just to get in a new area where actually there are a lot of challenges there. It's kind of like a new area that not many people have worked in it before, so, and that gave me the potential to expand very quickly my program and work on a lot of things of interest to me, of course, but interest to the industry, the province, Canada in general, you know, like when it comes to this industry and the process water generated and how can we reclaim it and treat it, because eventually I'm hoping that my work could be just a part of the work that has been done at large that provides some evidence that we can treat and reclaim this water one day to a point where actually we can reclaim the area there in around the oil sands operations and bring it back to as close as possible to Mother Nature where it was there before being disturbed. And hopefully my legacy would be remembered one day that I help, you know, like make this industry go into the future to be more sustainable and environmental friendly with respect to its operations, right? Yeah.
What does it mean to you being a finalist in the Aztec Awards?
It's kind of like, actually, I'm quite happy about it, especially it's the second year for me to be a finalist, the second year in a row, which in, it's an indication that my work is important to the area because I am actually nominated under a category, not actually environmental category, it's oil and gas, right? I believe so. So under this area, I'm working mainly on an environmental issue. My work is not actually going to help the industry generate extra money by selling the oil at a cheaper price or anything, or a more expensive price, or making, you know, the extraction of the oil more efficient. No, I'm working on a problem that's usually people look at environmental issues as actually a drain of resources, right? But it's a good drain of resources because the aim is to protect our environment, because if we protect the environment, this means we're protecting ourselves as public, right? So it's protecting the environment and public health, right? Which is a very important thing. So I am very happy to be finalist under this category, being an environmental person rather than being an, you know, like a hardcore oil and gas person, right? So it gives me a lot of pleasure and satisfaction that my work is actually is meaningful. I hope so.
Thank you very much, Mohammed.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.